Good evening, everyone. Welcome to this gathering. Recently, a very popular country music singer, he performed in Texas, and more than 80,000 fans came, and they were on fire with enthusiasm. One fan was quoted as saying, "It felt like everyone around us was our best friend." We are gathered here among friends. We are gathered not for a concert, but we have come because of Jesus Christ. Jesus is here for us in sacrament and in word. Jesus says to us, "I have come to set the earth on fire. I come not to bring peace, but rather division." Startling words, it seems, because we wouldn't expect him to use fire or the sword of violence. But neither did Jesus. When James and John wanted Jesus to rain down fire from heaven on the Samaritan town, Jesus told them they didn't know what they were talking about. In the Garden of Gethsemane, when Peter drew his sword, Jesus told him to put it away. Jesus was gentle, but he was assertive. As when he drove the money changers out of the temple. As he taught that God's kingdom was open to everyone, saints and sinners, Jews and Gentiles. This good news of Jesus and his teaching did bring about division. The religious leaders called him a troublemaker. And they plotted to kill him. And families and villages were divided. And the world was never the same again. As his disciples, we should not be surprised if the gospel does divide people. Think about it for a moment. Jesus' sense of justice conflicts with those who exploit the weak and the poor and the unborn. His honesty conflicts with the dishonest. His tolerance conflicts with the narrow-minded and the bigoted. His command to love others conflicts with the self-centered, whose treasure in life is getting what they want at all costs. Jesus called it like it was. Yes, he chose to disturb others for their good and for our good because they needed to change. His words were shocking and infuriating to many. Like Jeremiah in the Old Testament, who spoke of the truth to the people. The truth spoken by Jesus brought him suffering too, and ultimately to his death on that cross of Calvary. Jesus tells us he came to enkindle a fire on the earth. Being his disciple, being inflamed for Jesus is not easy. G.K. Chesterton, the English writer and philosopher, once said it very well. Here's what he says. "The Christian ideal has not been tried and found wanting. It has been found difficult and left untried." It is not easy. And yet, as his disciples, We are called to love Jesus above all. We are called to learn from him, to get to know him better and better and be with him, and to share him with others. Am I on fire for Jesus? Am I consumed with the heat of his love for me? And am I seeking his companionship in all that I do every day? Am I sharing the light of Jesus with everyone around me, especially here in our parish and within our family? Remember, as his disciples, we are called to share Jesus, and we can share Jesus in our acts of extraordinary love or generosity or patience or forgiveness. Our prayers will be a powerful force for good, for blessing, and for salvation in the world. And our love of Jesus will be no secret because we realize that Jesus Christ is indeed our best friend. So let it be our prayer this evening. Come, Lord Jesus, in our communion with you and your Spirit, unite us and set our lives ablaze with the fire of your love. And in this we ask in your name, amen. Come, Lord Jesus.